All right, 2 minute warning. This is one you do not want to miss. All right, T minus 30 seconds. This is in the close of a recognition for David Ben Chiabram, Yossi Shmushant, Abelifa, Christopher Shmila, Nisa Chaim, Ben Zara, and all those who need a refuah in honor of the Chayali Sahal, the wounded soldiers. Three of who I know personally, Ellie Schwartz, Abby Stanser, and Yaakov Gottlieb. We are all proud of all those on the front lines protecting us, whether nurses, doctors, fire department, or those protecting our Eretz HaKodesh, the homeland. As I mentioned, I have three friends that were recently sworn into the Army, and we're all proud of you. It's an honor of you. Now, talking in short, very vague. Are we talking about talking during davening, talking before davening, talking after davening? What scenarios are we discussing? So, hopefully some of these questions will be answered. You know, you have the whole movement of stop the talking in shul. What talking are we exactly stopping? When can you talk? When can't you talk? Are there circumstances where you can talk? There are so many bases to cover with so little time. So let's jump right in. Let's pound the pavement. Guys ready to pound the pavement? Let's pound the pavement. So, scenario number one. At any point of davening, if there is a medical emergency, it could be Chazar Sashat, it could be Kol Nidre. Can the Asala members talk because of the Kuach Nefesh? Or do they just say, oh, I'm sorry, Chazar Sashat, you know, I can't help you, continue fainting? As bad as that sounds, this seems like a reasonable Shaila before those who say, you cannot talk during davening. No talking during the davening. You know, some people don't know how to daven, but they know you can't talk during the davening. You know, Asura Daven Bershasa Tfila, you know, there's a whole song about it by Miami called We Need You. You know, don't talk, just daven. So, that's scenario number one. The Smosha finds the individual Bracha Negro Smosha. Shiva in 1983 asked this question, and he basically answers three words. That's the Kuach Nefesh. This is the Kuach Nefesh. And Shimon Schwab says on his Shiva, what exactly does he mean, Zab Kuach Nefesh? This Kuach Nefesh, it could be Zab Kuach Nefesh, or it could be the question of Zab Kuach Nefesh.
is this a Kuach Nefesh? Is this really necessary? So what exactly is Rav Moshe saying? So Rav Shimon Schwab says that when he says Zeh B'Kuach Nefesh, when it says Zeh B'Kuach Nefesh, it means when there is a situation of the Kuach Nefesh, one is absolutely allowed to talk if they are the one who is being worked on, if they are an EMT, if they are involved in the situation, that the Kuach Nefesh. The Kuach Nefesh overrides anything. It overrides Ne'ilah. It overrides Kol Nidrei. Talking before and after davening. Can one talk prior to davening and after davening, assuming there is no minyan beginning right after the first one ends? The answer is absolutely. Rav Mordechai Gifter says that one can absolutely schmooze before and after davening, but not during the davening. What about learning in the synagogue? It says in Gemar V'Sachim, one is supposed to be fighting and learning with the Chavrusa. Fighting and learning. While they're fighting and learning, can they talk about other things, other stuff? So, there's a bit of a controversy there. Rav, there's a bit of a machlokas. I don't want to say controversy. There's a bit of a machlokas. A bit, Rav Pesach, Tzvi Pesach Frank Zechazad Kubracha holds that you absolutely cannot talk about anything other than Torah. As does the Ben Eschai, as does the Baal Kali. Yossi Zolfal Vekik, the Zal from YU, holds a little differently. He holds that one can talk because you're having a connection. Having a connection to the Torah, but you're also having a connection with each other. When you're learning the Chavruta, it's not just being Adam L'Makam, it's also being Adam L'Chavero. You're getting to know someone else. And he brings down the first verse of the second parak of Pirkei Avot, which states that the last verse of the first parak of the Pirkei Avot, where Rabbi Shimon the son of Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, that's his grandfather, Noflas, says, the Beis Medrash is not the Iker, Ella Maisos, rather doing something. If the head of the Chavruta Kedisha comes into the Beis Medrash, into the Shul, can he say, and they need a tenthman for Levaya, that one of the members of the Beis Medrash has to get up and do that, because the Hamadrash Lo Iker, Ella Maisos, what are we doing while learning? What are we doing while davening? That's more of what we should be asking ourselves. So, just a few points before we get on that, before we get into the meaty part, which is talking during davening. Rav Moshe Tendler, which is Rav Moshe Feinstein's grandson, also says that one can absolutely schmooze while learning, if related to the learning, if somewhat related to the learning. Meaning, well, the Gemara says this, and I'm having a certain situation that has to do with this. Maybe we could ask the rabbi a question. It could lead to very positive avenues. So now that we discuss talking before and after the davening, and talking in the shul during learning, Limud HaTorah, talking during the davening. Is one allowed to at any point talk during the davening? Is one allowed to yell? I'll tell a funny story. One time in the shul, and the rabbi spoke for 40 minutes,
And after he's finished talking, there was an old woman from the lady section. He goes, 40 minutes! Look at my watch! He spoke for 40 minutes! Is that allowed to be said? Is the rabbi allowed to give a drasha during davening? At the time of the Gemara, what would happen? People would go into a separate room. There would be a break before Masav. This was on the Masechet Bracha. Nowadays, we don't do this because people just don't have the patience and the attention span to go into a separate room, and they go back and daven Masav. They wouldn't daven Masav, or Soviet and others. That's the reason why we abandoned this custom. But maybe the rabbi shouldn't speak at all. Imagine. But that's not, a rabbi is allowed to, Rishim Shum Pinkus says that a rabbi is allowed to talk, give a drasha during davening, because that's educating his kehila. His kehila needs chizuk. And sometimes people need chizuk. We're davening to God. So sometimes people don't understand what's going on here. So, what exactly is the discussion? So, I'm now going to read an article based on Parshat Mishpatim. This is Parshat Mishpatim 2012, whatever, the Neil Neustadt, which is the head of the Bada Rabbanan in Detroit, and also the Av Beis Din. No, he's not a Rav Mishul, but he's an Av Beis Din and the head of the Bada Rabbanan, and I'm pretty sure he is reliable. One of the serious flaws in our society today is the lack of decorum in shul, especially on Shabbat and Yom Tov. While socializing in shul is not a new problem, and certainly most, if not all people who go to shul, are aware of the Asa without the Rishabbat Shul rule, still, people do it anyway. What's the worst that can happen, they say? Talking in shul, halachic issues. We're discussing from a halachic background. I am not a rabbi. I am reading this from a reliable rabbi. If you heard differently from your rav, follow your rav. But I'm not asking you to get off. First, listen to what it said. There's a lot to talk about. The Shulchan Aruch rules that idle talk, meaning talk that is not needed, is usher in shul even when davening is not recited. We discussed that earlier, that one can talk while davening is not recited. But this is going to, over the Shulchan Aruch, according to Shulchan Aruch, he's another one, Rav Yossi Cairo, says that one can have idle talk inside the shul, lav dafka, which is why many people will talk outside the shul, about one's livelihood or other essential needs. Nowadays, there is some room for leniency concerning some talk. Some Rishonim rule that shuls are built with a precondition allowing them to be used for essential matters other than davening. We discussed learning. We discussed how there's a being Adam Lachaveiro aspect. We come together as a group to daven, which is something I so miss doing during this time period. During a scheduled tefillah prayer session, one may not separate himself from the kehila and engage in idle talk, meaning talking during tefillah causes a chilah Hashem, the third point by the Shulchan Aruch. Since it unfortunately lends support to the widely held perception that non-Jews are more careful than Jews to maintain prayer decorum in their houses of worship. Number four, when wearing tefillah, one should not talk. Number five, during certain parts of davening, talking is offered for additional reasons. So, let's jump right in. Between Birchat HaShachar and Barsa Amar, there is no halacha which Asher is talking. However, if there's no reason to talk, one shouldn't. But if there is a reason to talk, like, for example, rolling the Sefer Torah, if it's Rosh Chodesh, and we realize, oh no, we forgot to roll the Sefer Torah, it, according to most poskim, according to Rasul Vaitik, Rashim Schwab, with Norman Lamb, and
Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, it is perfectly okay to do that during these time periods. During Pesuket Izimra, which is, by the way, when my dad was a Gabbai and Ashkal Minyan, I daven Nusuk Svar, this is an Ashkenaz shul. Ashkenaz starts davening, starts for Shema right after Mishmar Shir. Especially on Shabbos, you have a few minutes until Hodu. So my dad and I would do this as a young kid also, would go around with the Aliyah cards and ask, you know, can you do maftir? Can you do masav? Can you do shachar? Shlishi. The ones who already said Rosh Hashanah are like, Like, they can't talk. It's great. Why is that a lot? Because it's related to the davening. It's related to the decorum of the davening. However, after, between Baruch Sha'amar, during the Sukkot Shema, between Baruch Sha'amar and the bracha of Yishtabach, which is what that can come out of the Chos Kavod Rovin and Fosu Gunin Fosu Bongo Masim, Chachir Shri Yizim, or Melech Yachid Kelchi Olmim, or Melech Kelchi Olmim, you are not allowed to talk unless there is an emergency, again, like we discussed at the beginning, unless if there is a emergency. That's a Kuach Nefesh. Kuach Nefesh overrides everything. Between Baruch Hu and Yosir Or of Hamariv Aravim, sorry, between Yishevach and Baruch Hu, it is permitted to talk for pressing mitzvah need only. If, I would say, I don't have a good example for this, so just take it as that and understand it exactly how you like to understand that. Oh, if there's a pressing mitzvah only, if there is somebody who walks into the shul and he doesn't know where the siddurim are, you're allowed to tell him where the siddurim are and show him where the place is. Somebody asks you, what are we up to? You're not allowed to say, no, davening. Benachem and Moshe from the Lubavitcher Rebbe says that during this time, you absolutely can, because otherwise it would turn a person off from davening, from tefillah, from Judaism, not just from tefillah, but from Yiddishkeit. Between Baruch Hu and Yotzer or Hamariv Arvin, depending if it is Shacharit or Aravi, Shacharit or Mariv, it is usher to talk whatsoever, again, unless if there is a medical emergency. During Berachas Kriyas Shema and Shema, it is strictly usher to talk if it would be considered an interruption in the middle of a bracha. The bracha of Barachat HaShem, you'll see, or Baruch Hashem Hashem Abriyat Hakom, or Baruch Hashem Hamariv Aravim, begins the brachos prior to Kriyat Shema and Shema itself. Shema is a Deoraisa. The rest, a lot of the davening is Derabanan. Shema is Deoraisa. Shema is in the Torah. Tzavah Hayan Shema is in Parshas Akev, which is my Mitzvah Parsha, and my brother is 2 years younger, Bar Mitzvah Parsha as well. Between Goa Yisrael and Shmona Esrei, one cannot talk because it would interrupt the important connection between Geula and Tefillah. During Shmona Esrei, one cannot talk as it is an interruption in davening. If one spoke inadvertently during one of the brachos of the silent Shmona Esrei, he must repeat the bracha. After Shmona Esrei, before Chazaras Hashav, you know, the 5-10 minute wait, you're like dying, you're like, what am I supposed to do? Pick up a sefer and learn something, because you will be considered, even if you were allowed to talk, Shulchan Aruch says you cannot, Be'er Hayti says you cannot, but even if you were allowed to talk, you are being inconsiderate to others by talking, because others are still trying to daven. During Chazaras Hashav, it's forbidden to talk, since one must pay full attention so you can answer Amen properly. One who talks during Chazaras Hashas is called a sinner whose Avera is too great to be forgiven. The post can report that several shuls were destroyed on account of this halacha. Then in Kedusha, it is absolutely usher to talk. Total concentration is mandatory. During Nisias Kapayim, which is Duchening, what attention must be paid to the bracha of the Kohanim. Therefore, one cannot talk. So between Chazaras Hashav and Sacharon, It is inappropriate to talk since Lechatchila, there should be no interruption. You should be going right into Tachlis, whether you're starting with a Shamnu or whether you are starting with Vayomer David. Now, before I continue, one may ask, why are you discussing this now? We don't have a shul. Because the Etzed Assembly will go, Mashiach will come, and if not, hopefully our shul will be reopened. But the Etzed Assembly, Mashiach will come, and we need to know how to properly talk when we are the Etzed Assembly davening in one Kehillah called Kehillat Klal Yisrael, Nation of Israel, because we should be all one nation davening together. We all daven to the same God. Daven different ways, but we all daven to the same God, and we should be a united nation. Therefore, these are just some guidelines to get ready for that, because I don't know what the reason why we're stuck in our homes right now, but it could be, as some Rabbanim were saying, Rav Menachem Penner, one of the Rosh Hashiva in YU, the Rabbi Emeritus of the Young of Hollywood, said that his davening is better without, when there's no minion. And that's sad, because there's so much talking that he has to stop the davening and stop the chavin and say, we will not, the classic, we will not continue until the davening proceeds. So perhaps this will prepare us once we do congregate again, but after the Hashem in Yerushalayim, when the Shiach comes, I was hoping the show for sounding so I could stop early, but no. So this is really why I decided to talk about this today, and on Sunday we'll continue with the Charaos. Between the Achron and Kriyas Shema and Kriyas HaTorah, there's no specific asura against talking, however one shouldn't, because your focus should be on God. During Kriyas HaTorah, the pasuk is it is a raita. One must pay attention. Can one talk between the aliyos? Shimon Schwab says yes. Shimon Schwab says yes, only if related to davening. Like, as a gabbai, if the two gabbaim are just like, okay, are there any Levian? A gabbai is allowed to say, is there a Levi here? Because that is related to the davening, but that doesn't mean everybody could talk. It's just the gabbai, if he doesn't know there's a Levi or a Kohen. Is there a Kohen? Anyone here a Kohen? No? Okay. Inkai Kohen Karab Yama. Or is there a Levi? Yama Kohen Bin Kom Levi or Yama Bin Kom Levi. Depending on how you say it. So that type of talking is allowed because it is related to the davening. However, one should not talk. Some of the Rambam, Maimonides, allow discussing different Torah during the Aliyos. One really shouldn't, unless there is an emergency or there is something related to the Torah, like the classic. You know, it's great everyone's here, but we have one problem. There's no Baal Korah. The Gabbai is allowed to say prayer to win. Does anyone know how to learn Parsha Tanor? During the Haftorah and the Brachos of the Torah, it is utter to talk as one must give undivided attention to the Haftorah, and it is disrespectful to the Haftorah reader. Between Kriyas HaTorah and the end of davening, there's no asura against this, but again, from a halachic point of view, one should not. During Halo, it is utter to talk because it is you are interrupting a bracha. From Brachat HaAtam, Alkin, Machalam, Jacob, the Savage, Mani, Lake, Ro, and Ahala. It's like you're interrupting a bracha. During Kabbalah Shabbos, there's no asura against talking, but one should talk only if it is necessary. Necessary meaning necessary to continue the davening. Meaning during Kabbalah Shabbos, if there is an avel, one is allowed to go back and forth to let the rabbi or the gavri, whoever is going to clap or make the announcement after Lechad Odi for Hamakom. Some will make a clap because it's understood. Some will announce, we are now going to say Hamakom as Mr. So-and-so comes in who is in the middle of Aveilus, the Shiva period.
that kind of talking is allowed, but you really shouldn't talk unless this is necessary. Again, one going between another, okay, we're up to Ms. Lechadori. He picked this slow tune, so it'll be 5 minutes. So they're doing Lechadori, Lechadori. So I'll come back to you when we're up to Believe the Shalom, and then I'll walk in. I'll announce we are going to now stop for a minute and say Hamakom. And that will be the sign for you to come inside the synagogue, inside the shul. That type of talking is okay during Kabbalat Shabbat, between Lechadori and Mishmar Shir. It is forbidden again, you're in between a bracha. Another article by Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg. First I wanted to do this. Rav Ephraim Goldberg starts off his article about talking during davening during a joke. And his article is, whether you come to talk to God, to your friends, or both, shul is a place for you. So he writes, there was an old joke about an atheist who goes to shul every Shabbos and sits next to his friend Ginsberg. One day someone asked the atheist, why are you here if you don't believe in God? What does the atheist answer? What does the atheist answer? Ginsberg goes to shul to talk to God. I go to shul to talk to Ginsberg. The truth is there are many believers who come to shul to talk both to God and to their friends, most of whom they have not seen an entire week. This is understandable and why most campaigns to stop the talking in shul either fail to succeed long term, even if they do have a short term impact. So what can be done to improve this? The place we come to daven is called the Beit HaKnesset, a hall to assemble and congregate. We draw energy from each other, we connect to one another, and we all daven to God forever. Halacha recognizes that when people see each other, even if one is in the middle of davening, a greeting is not only tolerable or acceptable, it is allowed. Though the Mishnah Berurah is clear, we don't follow this minhag today. The Mishnah in Brachos, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, states that when transitioning between the paragraphs of Shema, one can not only interrupt and respond out of fear, for example, to respond to the greeting of a malach who could send us into death, but one can even initiate a greeting out of respect. And so any effort to address the epidemic of excessive and disrupting talking in shul must begin with the recognition that people come to shul for many different reasons. And while most come to talk to God, they also struggle to connect to their friends. So what can be done? The saying goes, we cannot. There's too much at stake, too many things to daven for. Therefore, what better time to pour our hearts out to Hashem as one unit, as one nation? The saying goes, if one comes to shul to talk, where do you go to daven? However, it could be read, if you come to shul to talk, where should your friends and neighbors go to daven? So there needs to be a balance. The Ksam Sofer in his Drasha 2-309, writes that only shuls that are homes of prayer and not conversation will be rebuilt in the Malchut Mashiach. Rav Yechezkel Landau writes, there's no greater rebellion against the Melech Malchim Malchim than to speak in his sanctuary, in his presence. Speaking during davening is like praising the Nefodah Zara in the Beit HaMikdash. The Chavetz Chaim quotes the Kobo, woe to the people who speak during davening. We saw several shuls destroyed because of this sin. We cannot and must not concede that talking during davening is that talking is a given, and that is why shuls at the Shabbos, this is written in the Shabbos, of minimizing talking during davening. But there are two parts of davening which it is most important to refrain altogether. Chazar is a shot, and Baruch Hu until the end, and Kaddish. One cannot talk during Kaddish. Talking during these parts is not only disrespectful to God, it's also disrespectful to those focusing on the davening. 2.5 hours in a room full of friends is very long to refrain from talking, especially if you see someone and have a message to deliver. Something important to share. Maybe even some love and support.
We invite anyone who is driven in to talk, to step out into the lobby or outside the shul, to schmooze. One who steps out to have a conversation shouldn't be judged. They should be admired because they stepped out. One who engages in conversation with their neighbors, communicating with Hashem, it is just, or somebody in the shul is saying Kaddish for a loved one. That is entire, it is entirely disrespectful, not just to Hashem, but to those around you. Bottom line is, one needs to stop talking during the davening. So why do we daven with a minyan if we don't want socialization? So there was the rabbi in the large village in Europe passed away, and the shul said the son to take over. The young rabbi said, I will take responsibility for the shul on the condition that you start talking during davening. It is forbidden to talk about secular matters. They quickly agreed, but afterwards, the rabbi noticed there were more divorces than before. There were more small businesses closing, and multiple asking for tzedakah. Rabbi was smart enough to trace the problems back to the community coming together in the shul. And they were allowed to talk. They became aware of each other's issues and were often able to help each other. The rabbi announced, from now on, you could go back to talking with each other in shul, even during davening, if you want. They were relieved. They went back to where it used to be. Sure enough, the divorce rate was lower. It has been shown that people davening in a minyan live longer than those who daven alone. Next time you're talked by someone talking in shul, smile and say, I hope he's all right. So the end result is, one should not talk during davening as a whole. But if it really cares someone else, you see someone is down, during the parts one can talk during davening, you most certainly can. I hope this educated you as much as it educated me. Have a wonderful day.